Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. And your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down and did him homage and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of the servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. I know a good many of you know Kathy Richard. She has been a longtime parishioner here and is involved in a whole lot of different things that go on. Well, if you ever get an invitation from her to come to dinner, I don't care what's on your calendar, clear the calendar. "Hello, Bishop. No, I'm not going to meet with you today. I'm going to Richard's for dinner." Click. Because she is an amazing cook. But what she does even better than cook is bake. Well, last year for my birthday, she came into the office with this gorgeous birthday cake and gave it to me. Well, I immediately took it down to the kitchen and with a few staff people who are better with knives than I am, we cut it up and gave a piece to everybody who'd been in the office that day. So it ended up I had one piece left for me. About a half hour later, Kathy called the office to ask if I shared it with anybody. She didn't trust me very well. Well, on that one instance, I kind of passed the test. But Jesus is bringing forth another test. And what's at the heart of the test he offers us here is a real simple and concise way for us to be good disciples. It's so easy for us to take what discipleship means and complicate it. And all you need to do is look at the volumes upon volumes of theological tomes and reflections upon sacred scripture and all the rest that would literally fill probably five buildings this size. Yet the answers tend to be very, very simple. But more often than not, the simplest answers are not always the easiest answers. Sometimes the simple ones are the ones we struggle with the most. And in this case, the simple answer is to recognize that absolutely all that we have, all that we're about, all of our potential, all of our hopes, rest in the lavish, generous nature of God's love for us. And that all those things get poured into our lap. And the only thing that's asked of us in return is that we're not selfish about those things, but we share them freely with one another. So our lives can become selfish. We worry about our own free time, our own ability to take care of our pleasures and what we want to do, when in reality, our lives aren't our own. So we're meant to do good for others and to share our talents and abilities with other people, to reach out. Those resources that we've been given, it's easy to think, I've got to hold them all for myself because someday I might not have enough. When in reality, they aren't ours either. So we're meant to share them freely with those who need more. Sometimes it's our ability to forgive. God forgives us no matter how many times we screw up, no matter how many times we fail. Yet if I forgive another, I might get hurt again. And I don't want that to happen. It's easier to hold on to grudges than it is to forgive. And you could go down a list of 1,000 more things that God pours into our lives and gives us freely and just asks us to share those with one another. It's so blatantly simple, yet it's not that easy. Well, that's part of the reason why we come together as church every week. The living, oftentimes broken and struggling body of Christ. We come here not because we come here in perfection, but we come here in need. In need to be better, in need to be stronger, in need to be in solidarity with one another. And we come here to strengthen one another. When one of us is hurting, the other ones pick up the slack. When one of us is struggling in their faith, the other ones buoy that faith. We do it because we need to be here together. And we also do it because we share in the fullness of Christ, both in the Word and in the Eucharist, and also in the assembly, so that we can take those simple things and live them out just a little bit better.